from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know, I think the only regret I have about the intergalactic disaster that was today's G-Bag of the Day is that we didn't have video footage of Ross drowning in the Pimp Cup, thanks to Microsoft, who's bleeping all of us today. Ross, we salute you. Glad to see you still have a pulse and are still with us, my friend. Hopefully we get that thing figured out. Good news, you know, maybe we'll have a G-Bag of the Day opportunity later on in the program. But Ross just cemented himself for G-Bag of the Day champion, probably five times
maybe
over.
Maybe the year.
Maybe G-Bag of the Year. Yeah. That's going to be tough competition.
Jerry Jones is still in the mix somewhere.
We look forward to reliving that. At some point, potentially in today's program, if things allow for it.
Please.
We would absolutely love that.
I want to hear that again.
As Lucius Alexander is live with us here at Globe Life Field, Dawson and Wolchuk back on Monday, but it's time for Brian Broad as King of the Crusties for a Friday Crusties Corner, brought to you by Reliant Heating and Air.
Yeah, thank you a lot, Eric. I appreciate that. That was a lot of fun. All right, here we go. It's Friday.
Yeah, Ross is saying speak for yourself
on that
one.
Speak for yourself. It's Friday, and, you know, I always like to play games with you guys. So I've got a game I'm going to run through with you guys. It's are these real restaurant names? So you're going to tell me, is this a real restaurant name or not?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
You want to start first, Eric?
Sure. I can be that guy.
Is there a restaurant called Faux King Fabulous?
Whoa. Wow, dude.
Faux King Fabulous.
All right.
Is this, are these all USA restaurants or is these just worldwide?
These are just restaurant names potentially.
That could be anywhere in the world, not
could
necessarily.
Anywhere in the world.
In the United States. Okay. Go ahead and hit that one more time. What is that?
Faux King Fabulous.
I think that's legit. I think that's one of the better Chinese buffets in the Midwest.
Yeah, I don't doubt your creativity there, Broadus, at all. I think you're a creative man, smart guy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you would come up with that one, though. I believe that is an actual place.
You guys really think that's an actual place?
Absolutely.
Faux, F-O, space K-I-N-G.
Yeah.
And then yourself?
Yeah. Fabulous.
Fabulous. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's totally a place where I would bring the family to eat some General Tso's.
It's a real restaurant.
Yeah. I think
P-H-O.
Oh, it's supposed to be pho.
Pho. Is that pho?
King. Fabulous.
Oh, but the king. Okay, I get what you did there. Yeah. Because a lot of people are texting, and the P-H-O is supposed to be pronounced pho. But obviously... Okay. That's probably not a direction you want to go there.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's how they pronounce it. They say they don't. They didn't say pho. They said pho. is what they said.
Because the foe was followed by the king.
The king, right. Yeah, there you go.
Foe king.
All right, Lucius.
Yo. Yes, sir.
Is there a place called Queso Queen?
Ooh.
Queso Queen.
Sounds like somebody I want to meet, the Queso Queen.
I would love to.
Yeah, get some margaritas. You probably got one of them little pretty flower dress on. You know what I'm talking
about? That's a monarchy I can get behind.
The traditional dress and everything. Queso Queen, absolutely. That's a good marketing brand.
It is. It's a great name. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be a little bit bummed if this is not real because I want it to be so bad. That's a home run. That's a home run name.
Yeah,
so I'm going to say yes.
It.
Sure.
Yeah.
He wants us to be wrong so bad.
You sure about this?
I'm sure. I'm 100%.
Queso Queen.
Queso Queen.
It's a real place.
Yeah.
In the same dream.
Do you have the menu? Is everything just
it's all
cheesy?
Yeah, Hispanic cheesy food.
I love it.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
How about this one there, Chieftain?
Yes, sir.
Is there a real place called Mindy's Muffins?
Mindy's Muffins? That's too plain. Mindy's Muffins. You know, Queso Queen, there's something cool with that,
Mindy's,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't – Mindy's Muffins, that place has got 6 months worth of living there before that business goes under. So I'm going to say no.
No to Mindy's Muffins?
Mindy's Muffins sounds like it was produced by Vivid Entertainment in about the 1998 era.
With the really bad music.
Yeah. Mindy's Muffins, yes, very much. That's a real place.
You sure?
Yeah. And have you ever seen this little chicken place where there's like they sell fried chicken, but the logo is like some chicken thighs? It's like a chicken with some sexy thighs.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a female chicken. That's how Mindy's Muffins is. It's not bending over, but it's like a muffin back there. Like, wow.
She's going to sell some merch.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
You'd like to have a t-shirt from Mindy's Muffins because it's a real place.
Damn.
Real place.
Where is Mindy's? Do you know the location of these?
No, I'll look it up for you, though. But
no, you won't.
Yeah, I will. I'll figure it out. How about this one, Chief?
Yep.
Is there a place called Titanic?
That's hysterical.
Titanic.
A restaurant called Titanic?
Is there a restaurant called Titanic?
They got, like, violin players and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Setting the mood right.
Yeah.
There's no way. Well, I mean, no. I mean, maybe there's a place. No, not a restaurant. No one's saying, let's go eat at the Titanic tonight. I mean, I guess now that I'm talking about it, maybe they've got, like, some type of reenactment built of the ship that you're on and eat. That's where you're eating.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm just going to I'm gonna say fart.
Lucius, is there a place called Titanic?
That is in bad taste. No, there is not a place called Titanic. We're eating at the Titanic.
Oh, the Titanic.
Like Thai food.
Wow, I didn't consider that.
It's a real place.
Oh. Hey, bro. So that's a Thai food place?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's actually
the
brilliant.
The Titanic.
That is brilliant, dude.
Yeah. All right. How about this one?
It's good marketing, too, by the way.
Lucius. Is there a place called House of Hash Browns?
Boy, I hope not. I'll be highly disappointed. You got 45 different versions of hash browns on your meal or something like that? I'm kind
of
bored with
House
that.
Of hash browns.
I'm out on hash browns. House
nope.
of hash browns. I'm
You're
out.
Saying no?
Yeah,
You're
yeah.
out?
No, but you have the International House of Pancakes. You have the Pancake House. You have the Waffle House. But no one's building the house out of hash browns.
Hash brown house.
This is a no. This is a no for me.
That sounds like the second little pig.
You guys, sure?
Yeah, I feel good that I feel like we know what our breakfast houses are, and they're not hash browns.
And you wouldn't make like a you wouldn't start your business off a side.
Yeah, it does feel. Yeah, that feels like food trucky a little bit to me.
Food trucky.
Like, hey, we specialize in dominant potatoes. We pull up to the brewery, and you guys, you know, from time to time, you have that. But you're not going to
chili
sit
on them.
Yeah, you're not going to go sit down at the potato house.
Yeah,
the hash house.
Hash house. That's different.
It's a real place.
Oh, it's two in a row.
The House of Hash.
House of Hash Browns.
Where
real
is it?
Place.
That is awful.
It actually sounds delicious, man.
Does
I'm excited.
It?
I'm excited to go there. Can I get some potatoes topped with potatoes?
Yeah, right.
Like, what are we doing? We're smothering our potatoes in more potatoes?
You could have other breakfast items there.
I guess the potato is so versatile that you could have just a potato
place.
You go
to IHOP International House of Pancakes. They got other things to eat there.
Yeah, but they got so many different pancakes, too. There's, like, you know, the ones that taste like cookies. There's walnuts and stuff all in. Uh-huh. Other ones, I can't think of the names right now because the coffee is not all the way through the system yet. But, yeah.
Thanks to Jake, by the way, for bringing us a cup of coffee.
Thank you,
today.
Jake.
Very nice of him.
Oh my God, I was out here just raw dogging life with no caffeine in me.
Okay. I felt for you. I think I could tell the moment that that caffeine hit your bloodstream, and it was like you were like Wolverine coming out of the waters, bro.
Go away.
When he saw the red cup,
immediately he lit up.
It just, his attitude completely changed. All right, here's one for you. Tell me if this is a real restaurant or not. Assault and Battery.
Oh, wow.
Assault and Battery. Is that a real restaurant or not?
It's a cop bar in Boston.
Assault and Battery.
Oh. I just... Now that you did the Titanic thing, I'm trying to, like, put these words together and see how it could make sense for food and, like, assault, and but the battery. This one just doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand how this is happening. So I'm going to say no.
No? Lucius.
Assault and Battery.
Assault and Battery.
Yeah, no. That's not a place.
It's a real restaurant.
God, what? Are you kidding, dude?
I'm not kidding. It's a real restaurant.
Battery.
Like, this
is bad taste.
I'm really struggling on how you market this, dude.
Okay.
We're having a big family dinner at Assault and Battery?
Assault and Battery. How about this one?
Guys' night.
Is it real or not?
Battery.
Burgatory.
Burgatory, yeah. Absolutely. That rolls right off the tongue. That's brilliant. It's phenomenal. It's efficient. Count me in.
Burgatory there, Lucius.
Burgatory. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a cool spot.
Deep Ellum. Dude, we're going to Burgatory.
Going to Burgatory?
Going to Burgatory.
Actually, it's a chain of Pennsylvania restaurants.
Yes.
So you're right.
Yes.
You guys are right about that.
That's a really nice name. I like that. That's good.
All right. How about this one?
You never want to be stuck in purgatory, but if you told me I was stuck in burgatory,
yeah,
I'd be like, all right, I'll get comfy in here.
Hey, Ross, you good back there, bro?
Yeah, how's Ross?
Like, I feel like there's like 14 different songs playing, fam.
We're hanging in there.
All right.
By a thread.
Okay, it's like those like pseudo like inspirational posters where it's like the cat hanging from a tree hanging in there. That's me.
Yes, barely. Yes. Yeah. Well, the good news is there's only like another 3.5 hours to go.
Yeah. And pick one song.
All right. Here we go. Final one. Is there a place known as the Happy Grillmore?
Ooh.
Happy Grillmore.
Dang, that's good.
I'm so on board with it.
Creative people out here, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I speak behalf on a lot of people.
Oh, you're not giving me any credit for making that one up?
This better be real. No, I'm not giving you the credit for making up Happy Grillmore. Are you kidding me?
If you made that up, I'll be saying, why did you say this on the radio?
Yeah.
You're writing that down, trademark it, and let's run.
You both are saying yes for the Happy Grillmore?
I'm saying yes. That's legit.
The Happy Grillmore is a real place. It's in Portland, Oregon.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. There it is, a Krusty's Corner. Fun game on a Friday staple here with the King of the Krusties, Brian Broaddus. It's the G-Bag Nation on a Friday. Yay. Live at Globe Life Field, getting you set for Rangers and Orioles. Let's take a look at the NFL news of the day. We got Stephen Jones on Dak Aikman versus Lamar and trouble with the Eagles next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.